previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Diamond-certified multi-platinum-selling Canadian rock band Nickelback officially announced their highly anticipated new album, Get Rolling, which will be released on the 18th of November. And it'll be their 10th studio album and first release in 5 years. And joining us on Algoa FM Breakfast is Ryan Peake. Ryan, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Talk to us through the process of how the album Get Rolling came about. I heard a rumor that obviously you guys were trapped somewhere in that thing called that pandemic and putting pen to paper. Is that true?
Oh, that thing? That old thing? Yeah. yeah, you know, we were fortunate in Vancouver. We're in Vancouver here, based out of Vancouver. Mike is based in, our bass player is in LA, but the rest of us up in Vancouver. Yeah, we were fortunate that the things were kind of kept under control here during that whole time. And as everybody else, I suppose they got to work creatively when they finally had some time to themselves, I guess. Although we kind of waited a bit too long. We were trying to just get things in order here on our own. Then we got together about a year or so into it. And we're like, yeah, maybe we should get to work on some of this stuff and start compiling some things. This is probably good productive time. And so we kind of, you know, dibbled and dabbed at some songs and what we had previously, you know, some ideas recorded. And I don't think it was until late 2021 that we were like, you know what, we got to step on the accelerator and get things going here and try to get something out. And it was just such a question mark as to, like, you know, when do you release something? I felt so bad for bands that just released an album, like in March of 2020, and it's like done. Like those projects are just kind of left twisting in the wind. So it was kind of it was a really weird time, but we finally got our things together and tried to put together something better than last time. So there you go.
looking at the new album, there's an interesting story of inspiration behind the first single of the album, San Quentin, which was released early in September. Care to share the story behind that particular song?
It was Chad's idea. Chad has this strange fascination with prison. I think probably because he did a little bit of easy time when he was a kid. Chad was a bad kid growing up. So he was at some party and he was speaking with somebody and they said, this is the warden from San Quentin, kind of a famous prison over here in North America. And he was just like, no, you can't be, you're too young to be a warden. He's like, no, I'm the warden. And he's like, wow. And then just, I don't know if it's the infamy of the name, must be the infamy of the name, that just kind of went spinning in his head. He's like, I'm going to write a song about this. And that's essentially where it is. So not to the degree of like committing a heinous crime, but on the lighter side of like, just Chad's ended up in those shiny bracelets at the end of the night sometimes early in the career. He's progressed. So he's like, you know, just keep me the hell out of San Quentin. And so it felt like something that we could kind of chase. And there you go.
Speaking of the song, also slightly different from the rest. It's more rockier, right?
I don't know if it's necessarily different from the rest. I mean, from the album, the scope of the album, we tend to like to balance the album out with more melodic, you know, some melodic songs and some middle of the line songs and some heavier songs. It's almost like what we're feeling that during the course of the recording, because we can't write like all ballads and you can't write all rock songs. We like the gamut of everything. So we kind of spread it out. The last album, Feed the Machine, about 5 years ago, we made a concerted effort to make like, we kind of go back to our roots. We're a rock band first and foremost and have been this whole time. But we like melodic songs as well. So the last one was very rock, but this one we've kind of balanced it, but we always like to leave with a good rock song. And so that one, it's definitely heavier than some of the other songs on the album. But I always feel like the energetic ones are usually best put forward. So
now the album drops on November the 18th. When do you guys start touring again? And is South Africa on that list?
Oh, we've got plans to start the tour next year, I believe, either late spring or early summer. I can't remember what they've settled on. We've got kind of a skeleton of a tour in North America first, which is why we're here. I believe Canada first. We'll do our home country first this time. And we definitely are looking like, we've been down there before. I think we played the Coca-Cola Dome, I think it was called, in Johannesburg, and the Grand Arena, I think, over in Cape Town. So
I was there.
Is that right?
Yeah,
oh, great.
In Cape Town.
How was it? Was it all right?
It was awesome. Absolutely awesome.
Thank you so much. Although my thing is like we played our home continent and a lot, not enough in Mexico, as much as we like to, but we're getting there too. We're trying to get further and further. And like, my whole thing is I want to bring this as many places as we can. I mean, it's fun taking it to people that haven't seen the show before. So yes, we'd love to come back, and we are pressing our guys to go everywhere at this time again. So, just keep your ears open, and I'm sure we'll drop by.
Well, just looking at the section of the band's biography, and I'm quoting here, it says, amassing hits for over two decades, Nickelback is the 11th best-selling musical act of all time, counting over 50 million units sold and over 4.7 billion career streams to date. The band has released 23 chart-topping singles, with 19 reaching Billboard Hot 100 charts. It goes on and on and on. I have to stop somewhere.
You know what? I think my mom wrote that biography. I don't think anybody... I don't think those stats are real. I think my mom made those up. So.
But looking at that, do you guys actually pinch yourselves and go like, wow, guys, we've made it?
You know what? I think that's going to be best left for us when we're probably too old to do that. I mean, it's a really nice thing for people to say or to accumulate stats and whatnot. I don't believe half that stuff. I mean, if it's true, it's true. It's great. But it's like, honestly, the tell all is when you go out and you still have people that come out and want to see you play. I mean, that's great that we had moments that were great. We just want to keep sustaining this thing because it's a blast. It's fun to do. We love playing for the people. That's where we cut our teeth with live bands. So if we can just keep doing that, you know, if we keep playing as long as the Stones, I mean, that would be a great stat to have. So it's that's how I feel about it, I guess.
Awesome chatting to Ryan Peake from Nickelback ahead of the new album Get Rolling. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us on Algo FM Breakfast, and we wish you all the best with the rest of the album as well.
Thanks for having me. Take it easy.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.